Simon.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome again.
Is I join with you once again, my dear friends. I will say to you how happy I am to be here with you once more.
Yes, we're happy to have you. Sorry, we're few in number again.
Yes, we're aware that there are several who would have very much liked to have been here tonight, but travel is sometimes difficult.
We always appreciate, my dear friends, no matter what number, we appreciate the effort that is made by you all to come to these meetings. It gladdens us that you are so willing each time to listen to the words of Spirit.
It's to our benefit,
I thank you for your kind words. Like the last one of your years, I will not always be with you, because we wish to continue with each and every one of you to help you to expand your consciousness, to enable you to recognize that Spirit which is your right to bring forward, to bring it to the fore of your living, in order that your lives become much richer. And also, my dear friends, not only does it give you the opportunity to grow, it also gives those in spirit that opportunity of growth also. And for this we will remain ever grateful.
Oh. Yes, we are likewise most grateful for the opportunities given.
We do miss you coming to talk to us if it's a different evening.
Yes, but when I come to you, at times I will try to bring to you something perhaps new to one or two of you, but nevertheless we will endeavor to bring you much interest. But for this time, I will answer just a couple of questions, if you like. But then I would wish, my dear friends, to work with this instrument on a deeper level. So, I will be with you until the end of your meeting. But there will be others to come to each one of you. I suggest that you do not be afraid to speak of what you feel amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be open to those who stand by you. They are there only for your well-being and your love and your protection.
I think I can speak for us all when I say they are most welcome.
Thank you, my dear friend. We are aware of your great love for spirit, and only those who feel that love would come so close to you. But I am sure that already you recognize that.
Could I just ask, you were going to work with Eileen. I don't know if this question's been asked before, but why did you choose Eileen as your medium? Had you had your eye on Eileen for some time? I just would be interested to...
As an energy, spiritual energy, over many, many years of time, her energy was chosen so I could blend more easily with her. You speak of her as a person, I speak of her as energy. Energy that has existed for quite a long time in the physical sense, but energy, as with all of you, that has existed for all time.
Yes.
It was just a matter of being able to blend also with the physical energy in this lifetime.
Small question that occurs. Would that length of time go back beyond the time when she was an aspect of her was Nahashiwa?
That energy extends much further back. Yes. Nahashiwa, as you call her, was just one existence of earth time. Yes, it extends beyond that life.
I see. I'm sure that fact will be of interest to many.
So before Eileen came back this time, she would have known this in spirit. Would she, that this was
no, she would not. I know. You are told that you know why you come. She knew her pathway she would take, but she was not aware of the connection that would be.
I see.
So thank you.
Her agreement would have been to live the life she has at this time.
Yes, I see. Should be interesting.
After all, no one knows all. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is really a bonus for her.
I do not know if she would regard it as a bonus, you say.
Yes, I'm sure.
But she is always happy to allow me to use her as my instrument.
Yes, I know she's very happy with that, and it's certainly a bonus for all of us here.
I am never, I never cease to be amazed by the kind words, my dear friends, that all of you are willing to express. But once more, I will say, without you, my mission would not have been possible. So, I say to you all, give thanks to yourselves.
Well, thank you for putting it like that.
He's right, really.
Yes, it is something you have to understand, that we in spirit, who have much better vision, know what is going to happen. But as you know, there are many levels of spirit, and each level has a quantity of knowledge within it. Do you understand?
Yes.
When you reach the level from which I came, much more is known.
Yes.
Well, I've been thinking recently that there are equally levels to the love that one can know and experience. Some of us perhaps don't go deep enough with that. But one has love, but am I right in thinking there are these deeper and deeper levels?
Yes, you human beings, of course, know quite a lot about emotional love, which is a much different thing. I feel you are trying to express love on a more spiritual plane.
Yes.
And of course, the more refined you become as energy, the deeper the spiritual love you feel.
Yes, which leads me into a question I have, actually. We did bring up the question of one of our conditions called arthritis. We brought this up some years ago, 2001, and I think you indicated then that it had a connection to love or quality of love, and you talked in general terms about it. Now that we've moved on a bit, perhaps I could refer to that condition again. I have just a little bit of arthritis in my wrists. It's only very slight. So perhaps I should apologize for for the depth of love that I can express. It prompted me to look up a few facts, and more than 10% of our population have this condition, which surprised me. And it's not just elderly people such as myself, but younger people have it as well. So I wonder if this will be a good time to say a bit more about that condition.
I will not speak about one particular condition, because let me say this to you, my dear friend. All disease, however minor or major, is exactly what it says, disease. remember my words when I said there is dis-ease of the mind and body. In fact, it is an imbalance of spirit and human form. Let me also say to you, my dear friend, that all of these conditions, whether minor or major, if not caused by cause and effect, for example, or what you feed your body, or whatever condition your mind is in, it has an effect over time. It does not happen in one day. Therefore, I would say this to you, my dear friends. Firstly, any dis-ease within the human frame must be acknowledged. And before you can acknowledge that imbalance, you have to go inward to find the time when these problems began to surface in your life. When you speak of young children, sometimes it can be a condition that has come with them from another time. But not always. You have to look inwards as you do for all things of importance.
I think I understand you to say look inwards and go backwards in time.
Yes. You will not find your answer for yesterday. It is a gradual disease, harmony that is not there, but you have to find it to acknowledge. Once you acknowledge, you can free yourself. The reason I am speaking generally to you is because I'm sure you are well aware of cases where people have freed themselves from this condition.
Yes.
That is because each one of you, as human beings, are so different in the way you think, in the way you live. And let us be truthful, my dear friends. This world you live in has been for so long one of disquiet and unrest, and so many of you have lived in fear at some time or another.
Yes.
I am not speaking of your wars or your countries. I am speaking to you as individuals. You are responsible, each and every one of you, for the condition of your housing of the spirit.
Well, I've wondered about the arthritis that I've got in my ankles and in my knees.
When you speak of arthritis, it is an inflammation within the body. An inflammation, what is inflammation but an anger? Can you see that it is an anger that has come from somewhere?
Yes, I wondered if it was worrying about, you know, the family at times.
Yes, that could be
your...
Yes. Because when it is affecting your joints, it is stopping you from movement, that free flow of movement.
Yeah.
There is something burning within you. that has not been recognized.
If I can sort them out, I'll be okay.
You then have the tools to work with.
Can, if it's in, like Lillian, in her knees and ankles, it's stopping her from going,
moving forward.
Yes,
is it also, is it, can it also be that you've got the problem within you, and if you abuse the joint in any way,
yes, that is the cause and effect aspect of which I speak.
Yes.
Or if you ply the human body with food that it does not accept or like, then there will be an effect from that. You have to look at all aspects of your living.
So in the case of Emily, who's got food intolerances,
yes,
that's also the something that's not right within her body that's causing the food allergies then?
Yes, it is a disease of her spirit and her human form. Yes. Each one has to go with it.
Very difficult to get it right.
But if you so desire, and your desire is strong enough, you can free the body. You can free your body from all pain. But I do not say to you, my dear friends, that this is easy. Because, as I have already mentioned, it is not something that happens to you overnight.
So the longer it takes to arrive, the longer it will take to go?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Ah, right.
No.
And we're considering ourselves as individuals when we do this, and I think that would suggest we are looking at ourselves as individuals and the way we are fitting into society.
Yes. Yes. As in all disease, you will have people who will recover and those who do not. That is the strength of the inner knowledge. And that comes from your spirit.
It's
spirit and the human form should be equally in balance.
Yes.
So those who don't recover, are some of them because that's what they need in this lifetime?
That may well be for some, but not all. You cannot generalize too much. You cannot place everything on what you might call fate. That is wrong. It is up each and every individual in your earthly world has a responsibility to take care of the housing of the spirit. That should be the most important aspect of your lives. Do you understand?
You have told us that, for example, some people that go to Lourdes in France to be healed, some of them will be healed and some of them won't.
Because they have that inner strength and knowledge that they will be healed.
Yeah.
That is what that is.
It's so good to have your detailed commentary on this, Sanimet, because medical profession so frequently deal with pain-killing pills,
yes,
which merely stop one's awareness of pain without changing the condition.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Unfortunately, still, the medical profession see you all as one. They do not see you as spirits, as you must do if you wish to be well. You have to go inwards. You have to know that the spirit is the important. You are spirit, my dear friends, first and foremost. These human coverings are just there for this particular lifetime.
And the one we know as Edgar Cayce, he left some recipes which included massage oils for this condition. But again, I think these were not cures, but recipes for providing some
yes.
relief from
yes.
the inflammation.
That is true. But whatever relief can be given in a human form, of course you must look to them to make your lives more comfortable. Mm. But if you wish to be free of any illness or disease, it is a much harder thing to do.
Yes. Paul has been doing some cranium healing.
Yes.
That would be complementary then to your own spiritual healing.
Any therapies which help can only be good. Of course, we do not discount any help that the human being can find. Mm. But what I am saying to you, that no matter what the problem is, no matter how long or how short the condition, there is a point where you have to recognize and accept what this condition is. So that is why when you come and you seek healing, it is not just the human form we seek to heal. It is in search of the balance of both.
But even with spiritual healing, it wouldn't be possible to heal totally if the individual weren't prepared to work on his own spirit.
With spiritual healing, it is slightly different. It is spirit working through spirit to spirit. The spirit is touched. It is then up to the human individual to continue that work. You have to accept some responsibility for your human form.
So, spiritual healers would be well to advise the people they're helping that they should try and work on themselves and not, because people go for spiritual healing, they have the healing and then perhaps just go away again. So,
but that is not necessary. It is the spirit who touches the spirit. Mm. That spirit has already been touched. And within there should be an awakening of that spirit. You understand?
Yes.
That is the difference between any physical therapies that are taking place because they are working on the human side. On the human side. Not spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And small children, when they come back, the complaint, they brought that with them from another lifetime.
They can do, yes. I would not say always. You cannot generalize.
No.
Each one of you are spirit first and foremost. That is what I have repeated it so often to you,
yes.
My dear. dear friends, until you recognize that first and foremost you are spirit. When that is recognized, all things can fall into place. What I do not wish you to do, when you have any condition, is to place blame upon yourselves, but rather that you go inwards, accept the condition, and work to free yourself from it. That is the way forward. And until the medical profession see each person as a separate and different individual, they will struggle with some of these conditions.
I was trying to sort of mentally sort of picture what anger, well, I was trying to think what anger is, and I was, if someone has, let's say, arthritis and there's anger there that's at the root of it, then I was thinking of the energy, it's like the anger is like a, some kind of, the anger doesn't exist on one level. It's like a, is it like just something that blocks the energy from flowing?
That is what is happening. It is an imbalance between spirit and body. Whether you call it a blockage, whether you call it imbalance, whether you call it a disease, it matters not. What matters is that this imbalance is creating within the physical being some kind of problem. Let me, before I leave you, just say, my dear friend, what is the color you use in your world for anger?
Red.
Red.
How do you think of inflammation?
Red. Yes, that's true.
Can you see?
Yes.
If you think upon those lines, it may be helpful to go back into your lives and at some point recognize that perhaps you did not want to move forward, you lacked love, or you were angry. All of these emotions. And once you have acknowledged and accepted those things, you can then ask your body to be free.
So by asking your body to be free, does that, and acknowledging your...
You have to acknowledge what the problem was or is.
And once you've done that, you can ask it to be free and...
You can ask your body to help. To be free, to be in balance, so that spiritually, emotionally, all is in balance. I do not say it is an easy task, but I do say to you, that is why some people are able to free themselves from any condition. I am sure each one of you is aware of these things. And now, my dear friends, I thank you for your questions, and I ask that I now work out
thank you so much, Sandy, for your enlightenment. And I'm sure that detailed explanation will be of much interest to many.
If only I could take it from you, but I would not be allowed.
That is understood.